Come on, let's lift up the name of Jesus Christ. There is none other in heaven or on earth. Welcome to another episode of Hope in Christ with Denise, here on Kingdom Influencers Broadcast, where we place our hope in the only hope there is, Christ our Lord.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Hope in Christ with Denise here on Kingdom Influencers Broadcast. I am your host, Minister Denise Walker, and I welcome you back to today's show. Before we begin with a phenomenal author that's going to share about her latest release, I'm going to open us up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, O God, for another opportunity to share this platform. Lord, we bless you and we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you, O God, for every author, every word you have given us. Lord, we thank you for our guest today, and we just ask, O God, that anybody that's listening, that they would be inspired by something she shares. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, thank you for tuning in to Hope in Christ with Denise here on Kingdom Influencers Broadcast. Remember, at Hope in Christ, we are healthy, overcomers, purpose, and we maintain an eternal perspective in Christ Jesus our Lord. So today we have the author, Vanessa Riley, who will be joining us today. And we're going to have Vanessa come in just a moment to introduce herself, and then we're going to dive in to talk about her latest release. So again, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and if you have any questions for me, you can email me at denise@hope-in-christ.com. That's denise@hope-in-christ.com. So again, thank you all for tuning in, and we're going to jump right in by having Vanessa Riley introduce herself to the audience. Vanessa?
Well, thank you, Denise, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here and to be able to talk with your audience. Once again, I'm Vanessa Riley. I am an author of historical fiction and historical romance. I focus on bringing the hidden history of our people, Black people, people of color, from across the diaspora into the Georgian and Regency eras. That's about circa 1750s to about 1830s. So some of my books take place in England, London in particular. I have books that take place in South Africa, in the colonies there, as well as with the latest one, Island Queen, that takes place in the West Indies, the islands of Mazarat, Grenada, the colony of Demerara, which is also present-day Guyana. And I just feel very blessed to be able to tell these stories of our hidden ancestors.
Amen. Thank you, Vanessa, for sharing, introducing yourself to the audience as well. My first question, I'm going to dive into the question. So my first question is, when did you first realize that you wanted to be a writer?
Well, that's actually a multifaceted question because I've always loved writing. Back in high school, I won lots of awards, but I was also good at math. And my mother always told me, make sure you can pay your bill. Because, you know, when I was growing up, being a writer, a full-time writer, wasn't really an option. You only saw very few go through. You see Beverly Jenkins or Brenda Jackson. But there were very few that were making a living as a full-time writer. So I went with math and did a wonderful engineering career, got several degrees from Penn State and Stanford University. But when you have a passion to write, when you have that gift in you stirring, it's always stirring, and it's got to have an outlet. And so latter part of my career, I knew I wanted to write, and I had a bit of a difficult pregnancy, and the Lord sat me down because we wanted to make sure we had a good outcome, and we did. with my daughter. But that time, sitting in a chair, not being able to do much, I literally pulled out notebooks that I'd written in high school and started restructuring those stories and building those stories, and the rest is history.
Wow. God has a way of getting it out of us. So, yes, I can attest to that. So the next question is, how long did it take you to actually write Island Queen?
It took 4 months to get the first really solid draft. But it was 6 years of research. So you've got to, weigh the two together. 6 years of research that I had done on to find this woman, to learn about her struggles, her successes, to figure out where she's been, because once again, she was a very mobile woman, moving from colony to colony to colony, building businesses as she went along the way. But so it took about 6 years of research, but about four months. But I've developed a routine. I try and write every single day, and when you get into that rhythm, it's easier for the words to come out. It's easier for you to craft those stories.
Wow, 6 years of research. That's amazing. Wow. So we've said the title of the book. So tell us why you named it that, a little bit more in depth of why you named it Island Queen.
The title actually comes from, I think, a suggestion between my agent and a friend of mine. We were trying to go through titles. And I think it's most fitting. If it had been a corny title, then if you could say it was I did it, because I love corny, punny titles. But this one is just so fitting because of her life. I mean, she rose up from enslavement, and she took on so many challenges and just had, in my opinion, a regal nature about her, the way she rose above her circumstances. So I think Island Queen is just very fitting. And once again, because she was so mobile through the West Indies, at different points in Barbados, in Grenada, in Mazarat, and in, of course, the colony of Demerara, Island Queen, I think, is just the most fitting name for this.
Yes, it sounds like it. Now, just a fun question, and it is a question of, if Island Queen were to become a movie, who do you think, just a quick guess, who do you think you would want to play her character?
Young Dorothy versus seasoned Dorothy. Well, seasoned Dorothy, I think, would be Adjoa Ando, Lady Dansbury from Bridgerton. I think she nailed it. And actually, Adjoa Ando is doing did the narration for the audiobook for Island Queen. Young Dorothy, maybe Lupita. Just someone that has to have that presence, that stage presence, to carry Dorothy's part. And those are the names that come to the top of mind. But there's so many wonderful actresses out there. It's just hard to say.
I agree. Now the next question is, what are your plans? So if you could say, what are my plans for this book? What would you, it is already done so well, but what are your plans for the book?
Well, there's some things that I can't talk about that has happened, and so we're hoping for some announcements, if you get my drift. So they're, potentially TV/movie deal kind of things. Maybe in the works for Island Queen, because I think it's very cinematographic. I think it is something that the world would really just stand up and look at. We've had these sweeping novels of Pride and Prejudice. We've had Roots. This is a story that's different than all of that altogether. With the success of Bridgerton, seeing these diverse historical pieces, I think has whet an appetite that people didn't realize that they wanted. And now that they've seen it, they want it. And I think with a story as dynamic and as broad as Dorothy Kerwin Thomas's, it would be an excellent TV series or movie.
Yes, it does. It sounds like it is amazing. So, do you mind reading us an excerpt of Island Queen?
Not a problem. The section I'm going to read to you is Dorothy has finally saved up enough money to buy her freedom. And it's a formal process called manumissions. And so she's at the table. The monies have been exchanged, but there have been a complaint. Someone doesn't want her to gain her freedom and wants to negate the contract that she signed. So here we go. Men were talking, pointing to squiggles like I wasn't in a room, but I was. I took my ledger back from Thomas and slammed it to the table. I have proof of my wages earned as Fodum's housekeeper, every bit and fourpence for you British, guilders for those that know Dutch. You can see my entries of payments and even Mr. Fodum's initials, everything earned as his housekeeper, plus the income from the housekeepers I hired out. Nicholas drummed the table. You illiterate. How could you ever have a ledger? Because of my pa. He taught me figures. Pa, tell him of your dreams for me. She's right, my pa said. And now I want you all to come to Maserat. See, Nicholas, you a cowardly fool. You couldn't hold up your part of the bargain. You couldn't do right on Pa's plantation. Everything you try, may it always be a curse to you. Just a little snippet from Island Queen.
Wow. It does sound intriguing. I'll definitely make sure I get my copy of it as well. It does sound very intriguing, so thank you for sharing. So I'm going to shift just a little bit to some common questions for aspiring authors. So what do you think is one or maybe two of the common traps for aspiring authors? If you could say, don't get into this trap, what would you say to them?
The number one thing that I see young writers, new writers struggle with is not valuing your work, not in the sense of not giving it time. We spend time on the things that are important to us. Everything that we value has deadlines, time limits. You know, you have to go to work at a certain time. You have to show up at a certain time. You have to do a certain work product. But you often find writers, you know, I'll write when I feel like it, or I'll write, you know, and something else will come up, and then they find themselves not writing. You have to value it. That's the only way to grow your talent. That's the only way to get the books done. You have to value what you're doing. Writing is extremely important form of expression. That burden in your soul that has to come out, you've got to put it to paper. But if you don't value it, you'll never get anything done, or it won't be your best work. So valuing the process, I think, is incredibly important. The other thing is to tell your story. There are stories out there that people will chase because they think that's what the market wants. But then they write it and they don't see the success that they want, or they're not happy with the stories. You have to feel it. You have to write your stories, and you know when it's your story to write. You feel it. You're energized by it. You want to do the hard work of doing the research. You want to do all the things you know that you need to, getting it edited, proofread, you know, working on your craft. All these things you do because you know you love it, because you want that story to be the best that it is in the world. And so that's why I tell every writer, write the story of your heart. Write the things that you want to write.
And thank you for that, Vanessa, because, I mean, just this past school year for me, it was rough. And so, just like you said, sometimes you get off track. And I just thank you for your words, for those words of encouragement, because I found myself getting off track just because, as a, you know, being a teacher and everything that comes at us. And just being able to, like you said, it is a passion. It's something that you can't hold in. It has to come out. So, again, thank you for sharing that.
No problem. I love encouraging writers because it's not easy. If this was easy, everybody would have a book. Because, you know, you run into everybody who says, oh, yeah, I want to write a book. There's a difference between wanting to write a book and writing a book.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So another question is, have you ever gotten writer's block, and how do you deal with that?
I, per se, haven't ever really gotten writer's block. I've gotten writer's stop, where is I let too many things take my attention away from writing. That's why I try and have a habit of writing every day. It's not whether I feel like writing. I have to write. You get, it's a muscle. And when you work the muscle, the words will come. Sometimes you have to change subjects. Sometimes you have to just do practice writing. Sometimes it's only a goal of, you know what, I'm just going to put 100 words on paper. If you put 100 words on paper every day, you will have a novella by the end of the year. You'll have an average of a 30,000 word book by the end of the year if you just do 100 words a day. It's doable, but you got to work that memory. You got to work that muscle. Build your capacity to write.
Amen. My other question for you is, what is one book that you say, other than the Bible, that has inspired you? Just you read it and it just inspired you.
See, that's hard because there's more than one book. there is No Crystal Stair by Eva Rutland is a great one. Guilty of Love by Pat Simmons is one of my favorites. Something Like Love by Beverly Jenkins is one of my favorites. Everything Maya Angelou ever touched is my favorite. There's a rhythm in her books. Her books are so gorgeous that I just love listening and rereading certain books just because I can hear the passion that she was writing with when she put those words together.
Wow.
Very unfair. Very unfair.
Wow. Yeah. just a couple other questions. When you first became a writer, what do you think was the most surprising thing you learned?
Most surprising thing I learned when I finally became a writer was that I was going to have to be doing a lot of marketing. I think we all have this imagination of if they build it, they will come. But people don't know what you've written if you don't get out there and tell them, I wrote a book. And we have to stand on our accomplishments. Writing a book is hard. And when it's done and we do it in excellence like God wants us to do it, I mean, there's nothing better. But you got to tell people, and it's not bragging or anything like that. It's just literally, hey, I wrote a book. It's Island Queen. I think it's a good book. Please buy my book. Letting people know, blogging, social media, every which way you can, being on wonderful podcasts like this. People need to know that you wrote something that you think is important, that's going to give either more understanding or help people, you know, think about life differently, or just really just honoring the ancestors of bringing these stories of their lives back to the forefront. Whatever the reason, it's still, you wrote a book. It's beautiful. You need to tell the world. And I honestly didn't realize how much work that part of the job is because it's part of the job.
Yes, yes, it is. And that's the most difficult part of the job, I believe. But it can be fun. It can be fun. And I'm inspired by watching how you market. So that's another thing I wanted to say to you as well, just watching the fun way that you market. So it doesn't feel like a task. It just, it looks like it's fun.
If you got to do it, make it fun. That's what I say. And hopefully,
all right,
if you're having fun,
go ahead.
Because that's what you want. If you're having fun marketing, then it's memorable.
Yes, I agree. So how can people purchase Island Queen or any other of your other books? So tell them how to purchase Island Queen. Also, how can they connect with you and about your events that are coming up?
Okay. Island Queen is being sold everywhere. So you go to your local bookstore, and it should be on the shelf or on July 6th when it comes out. Or ask them ask them about it. They can get it for you. Most of your digital places like Amazon. And if you go to my website, VanessaRiley.com, and you've pre-ordered the book up until 11:59 Eastern Standard Time, you can get a free print of a beautiful cover designed by Tanya Engel from HarperCollins and William Morrow. All the links to buy are on my website, as well as where you can get this. There are still signed copies available if you order through Loyalty Books, Foxtail Books, or Richards and Reading. But go to my website. It's like the mothership. You'll see Island Queen. The links are there. It'll take you to all the different places you can buy. But literally, you can go into any bookstore and get you a copy of Island Queen when it comes out. And if they don't have it, they'll order it for you.
Thank you, Vanessa. And how can they connect with you and reach out to you?
Go to VanessaRiley.com, sign up for my newsletter. You'll be kept abreast of all the things that are going on. There's so many exciting things happening. I give tips on history, tips on writing at different points. I tell you about other books of other writers that are exciting to me. All my social media is there, too. Please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, because I put up content all the time because of, the once again, that whole social media part of the job. But lots of fun things are happening, contests, competitions, just fun stuff, tidbits of history, you name it. But VanessaRiley.com is the best place to start.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And is there any final thoughts you have for aspiring writers, or just any final thoughts?
For aspiring writers is never give up. I have been in your shoes. I've been told no so many times that it hurt. I've been told that I had no talent, that I needed to get a co-writer, that I should stop writing. And if I had listened to everyone that didn't speak his truth, that didn't speak of God, I wouldn't be where I am now. And I wouldn't be seeing this book that I've worked so hard on, getting on all the shelves everywhere. You stop your own blessings by believing the wrong people. Don't let anybody stop your blessings. Don't let anybody stop your words. Your words are important. Put them on paper. Get that next book done, and go buy Island Queen. I think it's a story of a resilient woman who overcame odds. She wasn't perfect. She was very human. Beautiful black woman who did what she rose to the occasion. She did some crazy stuff. And it's in the book. She did some crazy things, some things I disagree with. But I'm telling her story of what she did and how she did and how she overcame. It's an amazing story. So buy Island Queen. Don't stop writing. And remember the name Vanessa Riley.
Yes, we will always remember your name, Vanessa. You are such an inspiration. So thank you for sharing and inspiring others. So, again, thank you for coming on. And I'm going to pray us out. Father, we thank you again for Vanessa, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her life. God, we pray that you would bless her hands, continue to bless her hands, and that many people will be inspired by her works. And just by her heart for others, God. We just thank you for Vanessa, and we pray for those that are listening, that someone heard her words and were inspired. And so, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And again, thank you all for tuning in to Hope in Christ with Denise here on Kingdom Influencers Broadcast. Have a phenomenal rest of your week.